everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. All right. Now, I'm going to talk about a subject here that's going to scare the hell out of a lot of people out there.
Oh, my God.
Ah! We're in for a world of shit.
Ah!
I was driving back from visiting with a friend of mine tonight, and I had to take a bunch of side streets and shit, you know, because 696 is closed down as usual because it's under construction as usual. And I had to stop and get out of the car, and there was an animal had been run over, and it was already dead. I didn't want to run it over, so I got out of my truck and pulled it off to the side. And I got the usual feeling that I get in the pit of my stomach right before some bad shit's about to happen. Last time I had this, it was about 4 weeks before September 11, 2001, you know, 9/11. I had taken the trash out to the curb, and I had turned around, and I'm walking back in the house, and I got that same feeling in my stomach that something big was coming, and it did not disappoint. And I am getting that feeling now. Now, I could be wrong. It could be bullshit. But, you know, hey, I mean, I'm not drunk. I'm not on any kind of substance. I think I'm mentally sane for the most part. Except for the TBI shit. But, you know, it is what it is. And then I started to think about if bad shit happens, what is going to happen with our military and the civilian population?
This ought to be good.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us, even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
No easy way to say this, so I'm just going to say it. Since 2020, the administration that's running the country has done nothing but destroy our military. With their woke horse shit, the over amounts of suicide stand downs, the diversity, equity, and inclusion horse shit, it is just a shit show. And I believe of the people that I knew that are still in there, I believe that there's only one officer left, and he's going to be gone inside of 3 years. I've talked to some individuals at Fort Bragg, and they confirmed, you know, stories of, you know, the dead soldiers found in their bunks for no apparent reason.
We're going to pretend this never happened.
But the way it works, at least in the Army, and it's probably the same in the other services, for officers, because I hate them, I think they're mostly worthless, but, you know, people who become officers because they want to lead troops, well, that's not going to happen. You'll get done with OCS, get your butter bar, and then you might be in charge of a section or a platoon. And if you don't do it as a second lieutenant, you'll probably get one as a first lieutenant. Very few are picked for company command, and even fewer are picked for battalion command. Meaning, you go to OCS to be a leader of men, you get out of OCS, and you'll do it for anywhere from 1 to 4 years, and then guess what happens? You get stuck on staff, and most officers go to staff, and they retire out of being a staff officer. So their whole career is nothing but catering to the commanders, kissing ass and sucking dick. And it was bad enough, and that's the old model. Now we have all this extra horse shit on top, and I have officer friends of mine that literally are saying, I used to have a staff up at the division of roughly 100, 150 people to fill a building.
Wait for it.
You know what that number is now? 60.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
The people in the middle, the staff officers, once they got their 20 years, punched out. Some of them left early because they couldn't take it. It was bullshit. So our military spent over 2 decades at war. That's a lot of experience. And it's getting bled out of the military because of these stupid policies. Same thing happened after Vietnam. It literally, they had to basically do a stand down, rework everything, and start it over. And then that's where we had the 20-year retirements and all that other stuff. Well, they've destroyed that.
This is bullshit.
When the shit hits the fan, there's not going to be the expertise at the top to make it happen, to guard against it efficiently and effectively. And the bad attitudes have basically gone trickled down to lower ranks. I shouldn't even say bad attitudes because I've talked to a lot of the who was in the Joes and the airmen at those levels. And with the amount of horseshit they have to put up with, you know, it's not even whining. It's just, you know, reacting to the world that they're forced to live in. All right. Now, when I was lower enlisted, you know, it sucked. You know, you got hazed. You had to deal with bullshit. Had to prove yourself. Got it. But once you were over that hump, you're good to go. You know, guys are getting written up for this diversity, equity, inclusion. There's all this sexual harassment horseshit that's not taking place. They're saying the military is awash with sexual assaults, which it isn't. You know, in 33 years, I only heard of like maybe 2, possibly 3 actual beatdown rapes. The rest of them were a tit for tat. It is what it is. The thing that's got me scared is what's on the board behind me. All right. Now, I just did a simple search on the internet, and I found this. We have the U.S. Army offering $50,000 enlistment bonuses if you enlist for 6 years. That has never happened.
That's outright bribery.
$50,000 for a rifleman. $50,000 pretty much for about 60% of the jobs that the Army has to enlist for 6 years.
I think I can smell shite.
That's bad. That means they are short on people, which I know. I know many recruiters. They're telling me about the nightmare that is trying to join the military now.
Yes, I can definitely smell shite.
Okay, and we have the Air Force. You know, the Air Force, they're offering up to $40,000 enlistment bonus for people going into special warfare. That's a pararescue and what have you. And they have cybersecurity. It's a $20,000 enlistment bonus. Now, I'm not up to speed on the Air Force for the most part. But something about this number here, the 40K for the special warfare, what that's telling me is the Air Force ran their special warfare people out and they're trying to replace them. These people are important, especially if there's a war. There's all kinds of teams the Air Force has. They put them on the ground at an airfield. They take control of the airspace and help basically, you know, our planes and aircraft land on the captured airfield. So, and there's a bunch of other jobs, but this has got me worried. Now, I'm looking at the Navy, and they have a lot of different enlistment bonuses. You know, we're talking 20 to 24K for some of the higher level jobs. But a lot of them in the medical field, $18,000. But check this out, $20,000 to enlist in the Navy Reserve. All right, typically, you never see that because the reserves are usually full of people who just got off active duty and they want to keep a foot in the ring just in case something goes down. That's what I did. But now they don't have that. All right. I'm doing the intel analyst thing here. I'm looking at the points and I'm trying to paint the picture for you. We have the United States Marine Corps offering on certain jobs, I forgot what they were, but $50,000 as well. So our frontline fighting force in the Army, and I would say the second line fighting force, the Marines, are so short on people, they're offering $50,000 for 6 years of your life to enlist. That should scare the absolute shit out of you. 100%. All right? And I was also looking at some of articles out there that saying up to 70 to 75% of the people you see walking around out there in the real world can't even get in the military because they're weak, lame, lazy, or they're fucking crazy. So we have a major event coming. We have a military trying to bribe people to go in there. We have massive amounts of experienced people leaving the service and retiring.
Yeah, we're in deep shit.
I mean, the picture I'm painting here is pretty goddamn grim. All right, and this is what you have to look forward to in today's military. You got to deal with the trans BS. All right? I'm going to tell you this right now. I am 100% against this. In my opinion, these individuals have a mental defect, dare I say, mental illness. And they're bringing them into the military. They're not deployable. So what purpose do they serve? And my heart goes out to any troops out there that have any type of leadership that's in, you know, the trans community people. In my personal opinion, if you have that going on, you should get together with the unit and file an IG complaint that you don't have confidence in their leadership ability. Once that number gets to 20% of the unit, that officer's gone. This is your life here.
Just that alone is worth anything.
We have this diversity, equity, and collusion horse shit. Now, I saw a lot of the affirmative action crap. Back when I was in, they were putting women in charge in different places. And I'm going to tell you right now, for the most part, it was a shit show. Now, did I have some good female leaders and commanders? Yes, I did. But they were very, very few. Just a super minority. At best, you got mediocre. Well, when you need to make decisions that are going to get people killed, do you want mediocre people making those decisions? Or do you want the top-of-the-line guys who've been around the block to make those calls?
Is that a trick question?
We also have the suicide rates. The suicide rate in the military really hasn't gone down and has been a problem since basically 9/11 began. And I would dare say it was pretty high before that as well. But it didn't get the attention. So we'll just leave it at that. All right. You got to have a bazillion suicide stand downs. You got to have the diversity, equity, inclusion training. You got to have the trans training. Then you have to deal with the political bullshit in our military. Now, when I was in the first, 20 years of my career, political correctness didn't exist. Politics in the ranks didn't exist unless you were the rank of a major or higher. It didn't exist in list ranks. At least what I can remember. So you have to deal with that. And it's hyper bad now because they're hunting for you rednecks out there, you white trash guys. They're going to label you white supremacists. and kick you out of the service, and you're going to have that collar around your neck, even though you don't have that. And all it takes for this to happen is to have a Rebel flag license plate on your car. That's happened to a guy. I'm not going to say his name, but they fucked him over for that. All right, you have a massive amount of substandard leaders. I can't tell you how many fucked up officers I had to deal with in my career. I hated it. I hated it so much that when I graduated college and they approached me to be an officer, I told them to fuck off. I want nothing to do with that dick-sucking, ass-kissing horse shit. I'll stay enlisted. Thank you. Maybe down the road, I might become a warrant officer, but as a warrant officer, I'm immune to the officer horseshit, and I really don't have to worry about the enlisted unless it's a sergeant major.
How do you really feel?
Record number of guys retiring. Now, fortunately for me, when I came in, my drill sergeants were all Vietnam veterans. Was a drill sergeant Long. I think he did 5 tours. And that motherfucker was as evil can get. And he scared the shit out of me. But I knew I was receiving instruction from somebody who had actually done it for fucking real. Not out of a book or a classroom. And it made all the difference. That is the experience that I'm talking about here. So they're probably going to make their numbers if they throw enough cash out there. But the experience, those critical lessons are leaving the service. So these people coming in, they're going to get their experience from a classroom and a book from people who were not there and didn't do the job. That scares the shit out of me.
I mean, maybe we should be scared too.
So, keep your head on a swivel, pay attention to your surroundings, arm yourself, travel in numbers. It's going to get real, and it's coming down the pipe.